Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back into weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Gearing up for Thursday night football this evening, coming up at 7 p.m. We've got the New York Giants.
No. Not tonight. It's Cowboys-Lions.
I was in the NFC East, but the wrong team.
You were in the wrong neighborhood, but the right house, so to speak, right?
Also tonight on 8:70 a.m., we will have the Pelicans taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And, man, oh, man, just three wins on the season for Pellies right now, searching for that fourth.
Yeah. They had them by the teriyaki the other night and let them loose at the end. Come on, you got to hit free throws. You can't play sloppy basketball at the end. Just, okay. It's almost, how do you say that, rinse, repeat?
Exactly,
it's,
yeah.
It's almost the exact same thing with the Pels and They really can't hang their hat on nothing. Other than the fact, man, you got a couple rookies there. That's really, really good. I know we got a guest on with us.
Yeah, Mike, we're going to get into some action coming up tomorrow uptown. Tulane taking on North Texas, helping us break that down. Tulane beat writer for the Times-Picayune and New Orleans Advocate. Also the publisher of the WaveReport.com, Gary Smith. Gary, man, I know it's been busy for you right now. How you doing?
I'm surviving. I apologize for my voice. I've had a problem in my throat for almost 3 weeks, but actually, if you'd heard me on radio a couple of weeks ago, I'm sounding a lot better now than I was then, so I think I'm finally coming out on the other side of it.
Yeah, Gary, we all got it, so to speak. Yeah. You got that cough, or it's like something in the middle of your throat. We'll talk a little bit about North Texas, and man, what a great story the quarterback is. I brought it up to Coach Summerall Tuesday, and he's like, man, Mike, you give me his bio. But it's true. Man, Mestermacher, think about, you know, where he started. This is a guy who was an outstanding punter in high school, didn't play quarterback, was a defensive back, was a walk-on at North Texas, a good-looking athlete. And, you know, for a big, tall guy, he's got some movement skills there. Mm-hmm. But just look at his completion rate and what he's been able to do. Gary, that's some strange stories in sports, but he got one that's sort of unique in how he got there.
I mean, seriously, when have you ever heard of a big-time college, a guy playing as well as he has, who never started a game for his high school at quarterback? It really is amazing. Eric Morris, their coach, is a quarterback whisperer. He's done it over the years, but he trumped himself with this one. The guy was fourth string at the beginning of last year, worked his way up, actually played a couple of downs against Tulane when they played it in Denton, when their starting quarterback got hurt. But his big breakthrough was in the bowl game after Chandler Morris transferred, when it entered the transfer portal. He threw for over 300 yards and won the starting job this preseason. He's been nothing short of spectacular. Pretty much every quarterback that plays for Eric Morris is spectacular, and I think he's actually bad. Chandler Morris is going to be leading Virginia in the ACC championship game against Duke, and I'm telling you right now, Drew Mestermacher is a better player than he is. It really is a remarkable story. Tulane's going to have its hands full, but I will say there's no such thing as an unstoppable offense, even though North Texas has racked up a lot of points this year. The one game Tulane can look at is against South Florida. South Florida had the best athletes that North Texas has faced all year, and Nestemaker threw three of his four interceptions on the year in that game. They ended up losing 63-36 despite having an early lead. And the key for Tulane is going to be to absolutely – he gets the ball out quickly, but Tulane's going to have to put pressure on him and make him rattled, because when he's not rattled, he's torched everyone.
Coach O was talking about this the other day about interim coaches. Okay, this is – and he's like, man, it's so unusual. He said, man, he'd been an interim coach three times. And he was like, man, I never saw a situation like this when basically Arkansas played LSU. Well, here's one that trumps that. Yeah. I've never been in a situation where both head coaches won't be the head coach next year, and they've already made that announcement. And that's at North Texas with Morris and also with Coach Summerall at Tulane.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely unusual. Unlike the Ole Miss situation with Lane Kiffin, both teams really wanted their coach to stay. The players, Tulane, Sam Howard made a comment this week that they would have had it no other way. I really think if Tulane had told John Summerall that they didn't want him to coach the game, that this would have been an absolute blowout. Players would have been disinterested. That's how much they wanted John Summerall to be here. This is new, but it's not going to – I think it's the first of many down the road. I think unless they change the football calendar in college, you're going to be seeing a lot more of this down the road. And I really honestly don't think it's going to affect the performance of either team on tomorrow, because both teams – they love their coach. John Summerall wants to be around this team for a little bit longer. And even though it is very, very strange, I think you're going to see maximum effort from both Tulane and North Texas tomorrow night.
Tulane has yet to hire their new head coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people be involved in this with Blake Baker being one of them. Now, one of the guys, he took himself out of the running pretty quick, because all word is Billy Napier is going to James Madison as their new head coach. They've talked to Willie Hall. Charles Huff is another name that's been brought up. My feeling on, I think they want this game to be over with, and it'll either be announced Saturday or Monday. Your thoughts on that?
I agree. In fact, my sources say as much. Now, sometimes the school doesn't get to control this kind of thing. These coaches have agents that like to maybe say a few things publicly or privately to people to get stuff out. But yeah, that's Tulane's plan. And you mentioned Blake Baker. I believe he is the front runner. I think he also is a little bit intrigued with Memphis too, but of the candidates that they have interviewed, and I've confirmed five so far, I think that Blake Baker is probably the best fit for this school, because, you know, it's not — recruiting to Tulane is not the same as a lot of other places. And Blake Baker was a player for Tulane for four years, from 2000 to 2004. So he has that was the key with Summerall. I mean, Summerall came in, he'd been an assistant coach for 3 years at Tulane under Curtis Johnson. He knew exactly what he needed to do. Obviously things have changed with the transfer portal, but I think that's the way Tulane is leaning, but I also — my sources tell me it's far too early to be assured of anything right now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So basically with Blake Baker, I think he holds two teams in his pockets. He has that choice. I think he knows he can go to Tulane, but now Memphis getting involved, that's going to be Blake Baker's decision. And he also knows he can go back to LSU and make $2.5 million as a defensive coordinator.
He's in a pretty good position right now, no question about it.
And that's pretty good. You think Lane Kiffin, he really cashed in big, but Blake's kind of on that second, third tier behind him that he can make that decision himself. Give us a little bit of a rundown of the recruiting that happened yesterday. I know now, so much of it is transfer portal. I'll be honest with you. I was surprised they got that many numbers-wise.
No, it was very impressive. You're going to lose some players when there's a coaching transition. That's a fact of life. But I think I saw last night Penn State had two signees as of like 5 p.m. yesterday. Tulane got 14, and it's a pretty good class. I mean, most of them were three-star type guys. I talked to one of them last night, a tight end from California, Colby Simpson, and he talked about how they'd all talked to each other on the phone and kind of decided to stick together and stick it out with Tulane. Tulane has a lot to sell now. That we absolutely could not say that case even 5 years ago, but Tulane is one of four. There's only 10 teams in the country that have made all the college football playoff rankings at some point in each of the last 4 years, and Tulane is one of them. And they're the only one from a group of five conference that's in that boat. So Tulane kind of sells itself now. And there are a lot of people thinking the class is just going to be completely ravaged, and that was not the case. I think it was very, very impressive to get to ink 14 guys yesterday when you don't even have a head coach.
Gary, I think I have this right. If Tulane would win in the first round, they would play Ole Miss?
It's not set yet because the whole deal, we don't even know what seed Tulane would be, because if Duke beats Virginia on Saturday night in the ACC championship game and James Madison beats Troy in their championship game, which they certainly should as a home favorite by over 20 points, James Madison is going to get into the playoff field and Duke is not. James Madison would be the 12 seed and Tulane would be the 11. But if Duke loses, Tulane wins, Tulane would be the 12 seed. So right now, if the rankings stay the same with the teams in the 5 and 6 spot, Tulane would either play Oregon, that's quite a trip, or Ole Miss in an interesting rematch. Maybe Tulane would fare better against a Lane Kiffin-less Ole Miss than it did in September earlier this year.
Gary, the crazy thing, man, I've known Pete Golding for quite a few years, Louisiana guy at Hammond, a guy that's been on with us regular from the Are You Serious Network, Blake Ruffino. He got coached by Pete Golding at Southeastern when he was assistant there. Man, it goes to show you, man, that 52 pickup that we better get used to in college football until they change all these dates. And I think the NCAA really, to be honest with you, I think they're doing this on purpose. I think because they've been sort of left out and now school presidents and the commissioners are sort of running the show, their deal is, okay, I don't care what happens to you. Just pay me my money. Okay, because they're getting a cut of that no matter what. And, hey, let the rules be what it is. But we all know that has got to change in what's happening. You can't have this chaotic situation happening. That gives us a lot to talk about and for you to write about. But everything else is messed up.
No, it's a joke. John Summerall has mentioned it in every interview he's done this week. The NFL model. In the NFL, you actually play a full season, and then the season's over, and then all of this stuff happens. In college football, you've got coaches being poached right and left while their teams are having historic seasons. Then you have signing day in the middle of the week, 2 days before a champion. It's absolutely preposterous what's going on now. And something needs to change, but I don't know about you, but I'm not real confident that a whole lot's going to be done about this.
I think nothing. I think for the next couple of years, I think the NCAA is just going to sit back and let, hey, y'all wanted to control. Yeah. You got it now. And this is what it is. And they know aggressive people are going to do aggressive things. And they're going to leave. Okay, that's, get used to it. It happens in the real world, too. Most people don't get too upset about that sort of thing. But they get upset when they lose their coach. Give me a couple keys for a Green Wave win over North Texas. And I know they got a score, but a couple. Couple keys other than that.
Right, and look, I actually do think, I'm not guaranteeing it by any means, but I actually do think Tulane is going to win this game, even though they're an underdog on their home field. The key is, first, that running game. North Texas is eighth to last in the FBS in run defense. Now, that's a little misleading because they played Army, they played Navy, and they played Rice, which is switched to a triple option. But that's their weakness. I think a big game by Jamari McClure will be huge for Tulane. He did cough up the ball against Charlotte. That's a concern, but he's been a revelation, as I thought he would be whenever he went on the field. And I was telling people that before the year started, since he started playing a big role on this team. I think he's simply the most talented running back on the roster. And I think on a wet field, he can have a huge day against North Texas, keep that offense off the field. The other thing is just, look, Tulane's going to give up its yards. Just, they need to make plays on third down. They need to make plays in the red zone. And the other thing is, they can't let North Texas run. North Texas has averaged over 200 rushing yards in their six games since they lost to South Florida. You can't give up both. You can't, I think a lot of teams are playing light in the box to try to stop their passing game. You can't let them get 5 to 6 yards every time they run the ball. I think those are the keys. But I will say this, North Texas, they didn't play Tulane played 3 Power 4 schools. North Texas played none. North Texas played 3 teams that won more than 6 games this year. They lost to South Florida by 27. They won in overtime against Western Michigan 33-30. And they beat Navy 31-17, which was a good performance, but not like lights out scoring every time they have the ball. Tulane has pretty similar caliber athletes to South Florida, and I think it's going to be a little tougher sledding for North Texas than in their other games, and I think it's really going to come down to which team executes better, getting touchdowns rather than field goals, that determines who wins this one.
I think a big key is Retzloff. For me, I think he is their key to victory. Because both teams, I think, are going to move the football. Mm-hmm. But if Retzloff gets hot as both a runner and also as a passer, like we saw in the first half against Memphis, you got a real shot here against North Texas.
And I'll say this, Retzloff, he's not been always consistently great this year, but he's a winner. And I think that's the difference between him and Darian Mensah. Darian Mensah is a better passer than Retzloff. He's proven that both at Tulane and at Duke. But when the chips are down, there's a reason Duke lost 5 games this year, and it's not just their defense. He hasn't always made the plays, both at BYU and at Tulane, with that Army game where it's 4th and 8, the play doesn't work right, and he improvises along with Bryce Bohannon and throws a touchdown that basically saved Tulane's season and put them in this position. Retzloff knows how to make plays when it matters, and he also, he set the school record for quarterbacks with 14 rushing touchdowns, so you make a good point. I'm almost assuming Retzloff is going to play well in a big game. I just kind of am at this point.
Gary, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. I know it's going to be a heck of a scene there at Yulman Stadium tomorrow. What is the drainage like over there? Yeah. I know it should be a wet one.
There hadn't really been any rain all year long. It'll be interesting to see what the field looks like, because this is like 36 straight hours of rain leading up to the game. So it'll really be interesting to see what those conditions are like tomorrow night.
Gary's not talking about the game itself. He's talking about getting there. Man, we know how that water accumulates uptown.
Yep, I know you. I saw you can park on neutral grounds all day up until like 5 o'clock tomorrow. So Tulane wanted that sellout crowd. I think they'd take the trade off of not having quite as many people for a wet field that slows that North Texas offense down, though.
If you want to know about Tulane, you contact Gary Smith. Always appreciate the time. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, guys.
You can follow him, Tulane beat writer for the Times-Picayune and the New Orleans Advocate, also the publisher of thewavereport.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.